that is the subject of Madhurya Kadambini. Madhurya Kadambini, Kadambini means clouds. Madhurya, Radha and Krishna, all kinds of madhurs that comes from Krishna and takes a shape of cloud. For instance, we can remember Rai Ramananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meeting at Godavari. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is doing pranam to them, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that you are ocean of nectar, prema. Raso Vaisraha. And like a ocean, ocean waters, comes in the shape of a cloud. By sun rays, we cannot say, cannot see how water has gone there. We imagine, we cannot see. In the shape of vapors, sunrise takes it and turns into clouds. Try to understand, not by my wording, then rain, it falls as a shape of rain and going into various things in sea or ships.
Money.
Oyster. In
oyster.
Beach, pearls
yeah.
are...
Oyster.
Oyster.
Oyster. Oyster.
Oyster.
Oyster.
Oyster.
O-Y-S-T-E-R.
Oyster. That raindrop in Swati Nakshatra, it comes in the Ostas, Om. And then it takes the shape of worlds. And then ocean is called Ratnakar. Ratnakar, you know? Ratnakar, Akar means Samuha. Ocean of pearls and
jewels.
So likewise, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ocean of water, and he is also sun. And the water of ocean comes in the shape of cloud. So his mercy, his kripa, mercy, becomes in this shape of clouds. And the cloud is bhakta, that is Raya Ramanand and all other Sarup Dhamudar. And that becomes so sweet, that rush. And then here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he anubhav karta hai, that he feels so much rush, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Krishna, and he is Vishay of prema,
object
of prema. He is not subject of prema. Subject most highest on the top subject is Srimati Radhika. So prema, special prema lives in subject, not in object. It like first ocean, but he is not then Ratnakar. From clouds, water, when in Swati Nakshatra it receives, then it becomes Ratnakar. So, bhakti, when from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes in the heart of Srimati Radhika, Yashoda, Nanda Baba, Sakhas, then it becomes so madhurya, sweet, fragrant, and everything comes. Then Krishna tests all these things. Here, that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his book, describes it, the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that went into the heart of Rupa Goswami, and when he hears it, Anarpitacharin Chirat Karmayava Tirunahakalo, or at the time of Rath Yatra, he becomes so pleased, and he becomes so much a rasmay vastu. So he prays the mercy of God here. He tells that this bhakti is without any reason. I have to keep
causeless.
Bhakti is causeless and nirupadhika. Nirupadhika means that by karma, yoga, tapasya, vrata, hom, sadhya, sanjam, shastra, reading, hearing, it never comes. It comes only by itself. Bhakti is purna, swang prakashika. Swang prakashika means
self-manifesting.
Here he says that in shastra it has been written that causeless mercy of God and Krishna Chandra, Bhagavan and Bhagavata Bhakta, bhakti can be had. Here he tells that God's kripa, mercy is also a hetuki. No hetu, no cause. But here a man can think that if the God's mercy is without causeless, then why it not comes to all persons, all souls?
Equal.
It is the question. And if Krishna gives one person and not another person, then it is not causeless. And it will come fault on the Krishna Bhagavan. If the same thing about bhakts, why a bhakta is doing mercy upon a special person? Why not to all? So if he gives his mercy on a certain person, certain jeev, there is vaishamya. Vaishamya means
favoritism.
Then he takes a sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. What?
Madhyam Madhikari. Madhyam Bhakta.
Kripa apeksha. Prema maitri kripa apeksha jah karoti samadhyama. Ki? Aramhataki. Balse tadadhinesu. Naina. Uttam adhikari. Madhyam adhikari. अरे आरंभ होते थे मैंने सेकंड लाइन इज दिस प्रेम मैत्रिक ईश्वरे तद्धेनेशु बालुशेषु दिशत्सु प्रेम मैत्रिक कृपा अपेक्षा करोति समझ ईश्वरे प्रेम कृष्णे प्रेम ईश्वरे तद्दद अधिनेशु माने भक्त मैत्री बट मैत्री इज ऑफ थ्री काइंड्स टू सुप्रीम विथ सेवा मैत्री अंडरस्टैंड
सर्विंग द सुप्रीम
एंड इक्वल मैत्री एंड समथिंग लेस समथिंग कनिष्ठ मैत्री विल बी विथ मर्सी मिक्स विथ दया थ्री काइंड्स ऑफ मैत्री एंड बालुशेषु माने अज्ञानेषु दोज हैव नो भक्ति सिद्धांत ज्ञान बट दे हैव दे आर श्रद्धालु दे आर श्रद्धालु
faithful innocent people
then he will do mercy like a disciple and those who are bahirmukh
turn their back on Krishna
then he will
avoid
them. Here the lakshan means symptoms of madhyam adhikari no vaisamya here they have vaisamya they can do four kinds of vyavahar
discrimination
to four kinds of persons so here is not fault for madhyam adhikari to do kripa to a special person those who have faith those who have saranagati and vishwas
faith.
He can give them. And those who have no vishwas, he can avoid them. So madhyam adhikari can, but what kind of madhyam adhikari? Sleep? Very minutely hearing? What kind of madhyam uttama?
Madhyam uttama.
इन मध्यम उत्तम मध्यम श्रुति नॉट उत्तम बट इन मध्यम देर आर थ्री डिग क्लासेस कनिष्ठ मध्यम 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 एंड मध्यम उत्तम
व्हाट इज द सिम्पटम ऑफ मध्यम उत्तम
अकॉर्डिंग टू देयर श्रद्धा टू कृष्ण एंड सिद्धांत ज्ञान दे आर डिवाइडेड इन टू थ्री So uttam, madhyamuttam has he is going to have bhava bhakti. He has no bhava bhakti, but he is prepared and something is coming. And he knows all the kinds of siddhanta, bhakti siddhanta, tarangata. Brahmanishtha, Shabdanishtha, and no attachment with world, attachment with Krishna Katha and Krishna name and Krishna personality. It is Madhyamuttam. He can answer any question of disciple and the person and solve it. Some realization also. Because Shuddha Sat is going to.
Already going or going to?
Going to. No.
Not yet come.
If that comes, it will be Uttam Adhikari.
Bhava.
Uttam Adhikari. Yeah. Billamangal was like in this stage.
Madhyam Uttam.
Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramanan, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Dosa, all have played this part.
Madhyamuttam.
And Guru also plays the part whether he is of Uttam Adhikari. But when he will preach and make disciple, then he will have to this stage.
What if someone is Madhyam Madhyam or Kanistha Madhyam? Madhyam Kanistha or Madhyam Madhyam? Can he also do Kripa on others?
He can do also, all can do, but they have power to do something more. Then, if Madhyamadhikari does kripa to certain person having sabha, no harm. But here one thing is this. Bhagavat kripa is bhakta kripa anugamini. Understand?
The Lord's mercy follows the devotee's mercy.
This is it. That can, the mercy of that kind of bhakta. Praise for Krishna mercy. And Krishna is bound to give his mercy to that person. So, bhakti, bhakta has that kind of bhakti. And that kind of bhakti, by that, he please God, Krishna. And Krishna then have mercy. So, bhakti comes out of bhakti. Whether it is called that by God's mercy or bhakti mercy. But it comes only from bhakti. Bhakti sanjayate bhaktya. Understand? Because a man cannot give bhakti who has no bhakti. And Krishna will not listen to that person who has no bhakti. And Krishna utmost mercy is bhakta vatsalya.
Can I ask a question? If the madhyam uttam, he prays to Krishna, Krishna must surely give his mercy upon that person. But what kind of help can the madhyam give? Because he is not so devoted to Krishna that Krishna is bound to fulfill his prayers. So how can the madhyam benefit someone else? In what way does he benefit someone?
By hearing Krishna katha. He makes hearing. And what he has realized. How has come to this stage? As Narada had told Vyasa had told Sukadeva Goswami, Sarup Damodar has told to Raghunath Das Goswami, Rup Goswami has told to Raghunath Das Goswami, this.
So he tries to realize Krishna as far as possible by hearing Krishna Katha, and he tells others what he has done.
And he prays to Krishna also to be merciful to that person.
Is his prayer powerful enough?
Saranga Sarnagati Haibe Jahar Tahar Prathana Suneshi Nanda Kumar. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that who are Sarnagat to? Who are Sarnagat to Krishna? Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that Krishna hears the prayers of that bhakta. And Krishna becomes so much merciful if his bhakta prays to give his bhakti and his seva to that person. He becomes so glad, overjoyed Krishna. So the mercy of bhakta or mercy of God and mercy of bhakti is one thing. So it has been stated in Srimad Bhagavata that bhakti comes out of his bhakti. Then he tells that without sattva anything cannot be done in bhakti cult. Sattva is of two kinds, laukiki and parlaukiki. Laukiki means material worlds. And paramarthiki is what? Paramarthiki is spiritual. Spiritual shraddha has two kinds. One from reading we should know that by Shraddha we can have bhakti. So we should have Shraddha. Like pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Charitra, and so on. And one is advanced something. Paramarthika Shraddha, that is, hearing the pastimes of Krishna and bhakti, that is 10th cantos. Sakya, Vatsal and Madhur. And seeing in bhakti, prem towards Krishna, if anyone has a little greed, then this Shraddha is called Raganuga Shraddha. And that called is Vidhi. Vaidhi Shraddha. From Vaidhi Shraddha we can go to Prem and keep achieve Prem, but that Prem will be Aishwarya Prem of Vaikunthana. And from beginning, those who have Raganuga Atmika Shraddha, they will have Braja Prem.
May I say something? It is very interesting to note that our Guru Maharaj, one of the first books he translated was this Krishna book, Summary Study of Dasama Skanda of Bhagavatam. Immediately he gave us that book from the beginning.
Very good. But the second kind of Shraddha is very rare, very rare. Only first class of, that is, from hearing Shastra, we should do Shraddha, yet not Shraddha, but we should have Shraddha, then it is called Vaidhi Bhakti. And this is general. And that class of first class, Raganuga Bhakti, hearing the pastimes of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, how they tightened Krishna and gopis. If a man has greed, then they go up. Having the two kinds of Shraddha, it is not enough to give a plant rope lagana to
water.
No.
Seed.
To seed, a plant is not enough. To give water to actual times and to protect is essential. We should see that no animal can eat it, and so protect and to nourish it. If we don't chant and hear the pastimes of Krishna, then two kinds of Shraddha which has been created will die at once. They will dry. So Shraddha, by hearing the pastimes of Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, pastimes of our Gurudev, is also essential, and Vaishnavas, we should hear and chant to tell.
Guru's pastimes also.
Guru, sure. Without, we can not hear the pastimes of Krishna. This is the root. Then, what kind of your Shraddha is? You will admire and you will want to hear that kinds of pastimes naturally.
Naturally.
A man wants to hear the pastimes of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. And one wants to hear only Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Charitra and all others. He wants to read Mahabharatam, activities of Krishna, going in war with Arjuna and all these things. And hearing all Purans, but actually having a greed towards Raganuga, he will like to hear only the past tense of Krishna with gopis or certain in which he has taste. No? I think that the books of Goswami will also be not less than Srimad Bhagavatam, because Srimad Bhagavatam best heart has been written in these books. So both are of same degree. But in some ways, Goswami's books are very useful than Srimad Bhagavatam. How to read, how to enter in Srimad Bhagavatam, and how to do our practices is given in there. Manasikhya, Upadeshamritam, and all these things. This book, Madhvajyotabhamini, Bhakti Rasami Sindhu Ujvalyamani, these things have been stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. How to practice all these things? Only they have tested, not to make anyone wants to enter. So in all these books, for primary, you will have to enter in this book. So he's testing that at first it will be sadhu sangha, then saddha, then again sadhu sangha. In first sadhu sangha, we only agyat sukriti we can do something here. But when saddha comes by the mercy of that Vaishnava sangha, then he recognizes sadhu sangha and he takes everything what he. Then sadguru padashaya, then guru susrusha, seva susrusha, and all things he learns from him how to do bhajan. In Srimad Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, 64 kinds of bhakti, first 10 is with, about Gurudev. Guru seva should be done with Vishrambha. Vishrambha. Vishrambha means he is so great, I am so low. That should not be. Like a friend, Bandhu. Pran Bandhu, you know.
Pran means life.
Bandhu.
Heart and soul.
Heart and soul. Life and soul.
Like a in this world, like a father, mother and boy, and priya priyatam.
Lover.
Beloved.
So with pran we will serve him. Not only, oh Prabhu, what should I do? No. You should know the ambition of your Gurudev. And without waiting for his order, we should do that thing. What he wants in every respect. But Guru should be of that quality. And this Shishya should be so, also of same category. Not same category, but for service. No fear, nothing wanting, as if by heart we are serving him, as you have served, and more you will have to serve after having this teaching. Then Guru Padashaya, Guru Seva, Vishambhava, and all other we will teach, we will learn. Then there are two kinds of Shraddha. Anishthita, Nishthita. First is Anishthita.
Unsteady.
Nishthita. In Srimad Bhagavat, it is described. He has taken that slope of Nishthita. When we have not decided that whether we should be married or not married, whether we should live in house, home, with wife and children, or we should leave them, all are Anishthita. Whether we should, Anishthita is of six kinds. Utsahamai, Ghanatarla, Vyuhavikalta, Vishayarangini,
Vishayasangara,
Tarangarangini,
Niyamakshama.
These are six kinds. Perhaps you have read. No need to describe or something.
You can give the translation of each. or we can, as you like.
Very short, I'm giving. Utsahmai, as a boy has given to school, and master is telling that you should write A. And teaches him. He writes A. Oh, you are very good boy. You are very
good.
Very
intelligent.
Oh, and he gets slaps on his head. He knows that I have read everything. He comes to her mother and tells that, oh, I have learned everything today. Then he tells that you should write Jade. But he cannot write. He takes boy that and gives a slap. So many times I have told you to write, but you cannot write. Then he weeps. And he thinks that from tomorrow I will not come to school. And he weeps and goes to mother, I will not go to school. So this is Utsahamayi. And then Bidhubukalpa. Ghanatarla. Sometimes utsah, sometimes anutsah, bhakti is going.
Enthusiasm.
When Guru tells, he tells a sister that you should go to bhiksha, and he took something and gives to Gurudev. Gurudev says, oh, very good, very good. You have done so much service to Krishna. Then he is very proud. And when he seeing any fault, he says, you are a very bad boy. You have no bhakti. And he rebukes something by mercy, but he is not capable to
take it.
So he becomes so much distressed. So that is called Ghanatarala. Dhruvikalpa. Whether I should live in householder or leave everything. Because we see that Prahlad Maharaj was Grihastha, Pandava was Grihastha, Gopis were also Grihastha, Nanda Yashoda also Grihastha. So I should live with family. But Narada has lived, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being married, and he left. Raghunath Das Goswami has, and Rupa Goswami. Oh, it is a well of beast.
Poison.
Again, oh, my father and mother, we will be.
Not today.
This is beautiful kalpa. He never comes to at a decision point. Vishay Sangra. Vishay means bhog of all these things. To wear high dresses, to eat all these things, name and fame, all these things. He wants to chant 64 rounds. But Janmashtami comes. Than that, some recognized persons, well-known person comes, and he is talking and seeing, he is giving honor to that person. He cannot chant. He gives something, donation or anything, and he remembers that thing. Involved in this thing. This is Vishay Sangara. He wants that I will not take delicious things. I will take only lafada and suska roti.
Dry chapati.
Dry chapati. But he, when he sits with so many bhakti and anything comes, now he, what to do? But all bhakti are telling that you should take. It is Mahaprasad. Oh, what to do? Anyhow, I will have to take it. So, quarreling with all vices, hopes, sometimes defeated and sometimes undefeated, goes on. But he wants to
go higher.
Nimak Shama, he wants to daily hear from 3 in morning to 10 in night. But sometimes he becomes like me and have to go to Bombay in hospital and what to do. You know, sometimes sleeping, sometimes anything comes. So he's not incapable to doing all these things. Taranga Rangini, sometimes deep name and fame and all things come, and he is in Taranga Rangini. See it when in this book.
He's enjoying the waves of material enjoyment.
If four kinds of more anarth has been given, we'll have to leave it. Duskriti Uttha Anartha, Sukriti Uttha Anartha, Bhakti Uttha Anartha and Aparadha Uttha. First is Duskriti Uttha. If you have passed these 6 stages, after that this is Duskriti Uttha. What we have done in past life as a path for that fruit comes Duskriti Uttha. That is fever, so many rogues,
and
quarrels and everything. We should not be involved in them. We should chant and hear katha, hari katha, easily, so that we can go up. Sukriti Uttha, what we have done, punya. Punya, you know?
Punya.
In previous life, the fruit will come. And if you are involved in that, we should also fall down. So, we should not be involved in this. Sukh and dukkh, suffering and
enjoyment.
What it comes, we should take it without asakti,
attachment, and
what is uncool to our bhakti, we will adopt it.
Favorable
to bhakti. And leave all these things aside. Aparadhutta. What we have done, aparad, gyat, aparad, are known or unknown, it will come. And we should always chanting Harinam in this, then it will go. And in this time, if you have done any aparad to any Shuddha Vaishnava, we should go and beg pardon. And if he is so much furious, he is not giving
forgiveness.
Bhakti Uttha, when we chant or hear Harikatha and Harina, then so much name and fame will come, and so many men will be attracted, and they will give so money and everything to you. And if you not offering to our Gurudev, then it will be very often. Surely it will come. So many persons will come and bow down to you and give so much respect that it is the chance that it will be found. You see, that case has come from yourself, and that thank so we should very careful on for another step. If you had thought this, then it will come next to Nishtha. Nishtha. That Saddha will come to Nishtha. Nishtha is
Siddhi.
Perfect. Perfect. Not any in any case. If wind is coming, but this phlegm goes here and there, and sometimes. So if your saddha is very lean and thin, and if wind and sukh dukh and all these things cannot come, then it will break. So this is the time. If it is a nistha, it has come to nistha, then there are something, five things. We should be careful of that thing. Lawyer. If you have crossed all these things, even it will come lawyer. Lawyer means to sleep. When we do kirtan, no sleep. Huh? When we chant to mind, it will come sleep. And in hearing katha and remembering the past and suffering, remembering will surely kirtanam sabanam smaranam. No sleep at kirtan, but some sleep in sabanam and smaranam. If you have no enough to get still, if you can go up to this on
at Nishtha or before?
In Nishtha.
In Nishtha itself.
No.
Nishtha means to know Ananya Bhakti to Krishna.
No.
Ananya. No other than Krishna. Or Bhakti will be of Krishna. And serving of Krishna, the fruit will not farnai, only to please Krishna and Krishna. Then it is called Nishtha. Not living the lotus feet of Guru and Gaudama. This is Nishtha. But yet, life decay when remembering, when doing kirtan, when listening Harikatha, some obstacles will come. Then kirtan, I see that he is doing something against me. I will get up from kirtan and will have you are doing so? So this is Vikshe. From Kirtan your mind has gone to Andar. From hearing Katha and from very far away you are seeing something that is not good. Then at once you leave that thing, move thing, and will go there. These are Vikshe. In this mind, you are doing, remembering Krishna pastime. And any noise comes, you lift that thing, main thing, and only hurry for that thing. Or don't do noise. These are big shapes. Or pratipatti. Aparti means you want to fix in round harina. You want to listen Hari Katha, but you cannot. So it is called apatipatti. Something will come and disturb you. In mind or any way. But we should not, if I am hearing Hari Katha, and when Hari Katha comes, I sleep like Parvati. But yet we should try and try and try.
Is it possible that someone is the qualities of Nitya and the qualities of Anatta and Nivritti? Sometimes it seems one is in either category. Sometimes in one position, sometimes in another. Not clearly in one or the other. That is possible?
That's possible. And Kasai means